Welcome to episode 48 of Super States, Practices of Transformation, with me, your host, Joshua Peters. Super States is the podcast that explores the overlap of using trance states to access personal or professional growth. In each episode, we talk to world-class experts, industry leaders, and revolutionary thinkers who share the latest information and tools and their personal stories to inspire you on your journey. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast host, or you can subscribe on YouTube so that you can stay up to date with new episodes of Super States. And if you enjoy the show, please give me a 5-star review. That's the best way to help this show grow. Today, I'm excited to share my own insights and to guide you through a transformative experience. In this solo episode, I explore the themes of springtime and the recent solar eclipse. We'll discuss how these events can inspire us to let go of what no longer serves us and then to plant the seeds of your deepest desires. Through a hypnotic journey, I invite you to connect with your future self, to release any obstacles holding you back, and to cultivate the growth of your dreams in the fertile garden of your imagination. Get ready to embrace some new beginnings and trust in your enoughness. Harness the power of your unconscious mind with Joshua Peters. Welcome to Super States. I'm here today to share some information with you. My special guest is me, and we are on episode 48. And I was thinking about this. This is nearly 6 months into this whole process, and I'm just really grateful for all of you listeners out there who tune in each week, who share your comments, who reach out, who enjoy this show and it makes a difference to them. I appreciate the way that you show up. I appreciate the reviews that you've put out there. Just really grateful for everybody that's helped me on this journey. And I couldn't have done this all myself either. There is a whole team of people that make this happen. So I'm going to give a shout out to two special people. I have an editor who does all my editing. So Maria, thank you for all that you do. And then Jemima is my assistant who helps me reach out to the different guests, keeps track of everything, keeps everything on point. So thank you, Jemima, for everything that you do. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about springtime. Spring is in the air here in Minnesota. When I'm recording this episode, it is February 9th. The day after the great eclipse, which we'll also talk about in a moment. But it's recently, springtime has recently showed up. I love springtime. Spring is special to me. I have this theory that whatever season your birthday falls in is the season that you most thrive in. Well, my birthday is in early June, and I have always loved spring. I love the bird songs starting up back up. I love the kind of crisp mornings and evenings, the longer days. I love the new growth that happens, the new beginnings that happens. I think of like gardening, and we're finally able to go back outside again. I like to garden. I like to grow plants, and my wife and I have been figuring out how we are going to set up the garden at our home, which we've been at for a couple of years now, but never had a chance to really do anything outside. So we're getting antsy. There's lots of projects I want to do. We have an old Victorian house and it needs lots of work. There's a lot of things happening in springtime, lots of new beginnings. And then the other piece that I wanted to bring in here is we recently just had this very massively talked about event, the solar eclipse that just happened yesterday. And I didn't get to go see the eclipse. In fact, I couldn't see the eclipse at all here in the Twin Cities. It was cloudy all day long. So I didn't see the eclipse. I didn't even notice it getting at all darker. So I just did a meditation during the eclipse. Because the eclipse, this is an eclipse, a solar eclipse has to have a new moon in it for it to actually work, the hidden moon, the moon during the day. And when you have an eclipse, if you're looking at this kind of esoterically, the sun is amplifying that energy of the new moon. That, and the new moon is all about goals, like new goals, making plans, laying groundwork for the future. Think of it like planting seeds, if we're going to come back to that springtime idea again. And so that was the, that's to me, that's what this eclipse was all about, was letting go of some of the things that no longer serve and setting intentions, planting those seeds. And so this is the, these are the ideas that are going through my mind today. And I thought that what we would do is, because we are on an episode that ends in an 8. So that means I'm going to do some kind of process with all y'all. I think that we'll riff on these ideas of springtime and on the eclipse. And because this is about setting goals, letting go of things that no longer serve you, those are kind of the two pieces that we're going to use in this process. Now, to get started here, what I want you to do is to think of some kind of goal, something that you want to lay the groundwork for. This can be something that you want to grow over the next season or over the next year. Might be something that you've been thinking about for a while, or something new. Doesn't really matter. Just something that you want to spend some time, something you want to grow, a seed you want to plant. And as you think of that, consider what might have been in the way of this goal or this desire becoming real up until now. This could be like a way of thinking, a way that you're being in the world. This is something that you have the ability to influence. So this isn't an outside force that's stopping you. This isn't somebody stopping you from doing something, or just that the situation isn't right. Think of this like, how am I impacting the result that I'm looking for? Like, what am I doing or being? How am I living that is interfering with the results that I want? So that's what I want you to think about. What you want, what's in the way? And then that is what we're going to do today in this session. All right, here we go. Begin by finding a comfortable place to sit or lie. It could be on a bed. This could be in a comfortable chair. You can have your hands resting on your lap, at your side. You can even be sitting cross-legged on the floor. Whatever way you like to sit or lie to feel comfortable is perfectly fine. And once you've found that position, leave your eyes open and let your vision drift across the room to find a spot on or near the ceiling to focus your awareness on. Once you've found that spot, hold that focus and take a nice deep breath in and then exhale. But keep that focus on that spot. That powerful focus again, deep breath in and a nice exhale, holding that focus. Now turn it into a laser focus. So find the perfect point within that spot and take a deep breath in with that laser focus. And out, holding that laser focus. Good. Keep that laser focus one more time as you take a nice breath in. And as you exhale, this time go ahead and close your eyes. That's right. Now you can let your breath continue just like that, deep and slow, or you can let your breath become normal and natural. Whatever way feels better for you is perfectly fine. As you're breathing in, imagine you're breathing in relaxation and you're exhaling any tension. You're breathing in peace of mind and you're exhaling any worries. Inhaling confidence, exhaling any kinds of anxieties. Good. Now focus your attention on your eyes, and specifically on the tiny little muscles that open and close your eyes. Focus your attention on those tiny little muscles that open and close your eyes and relax them. Relax them so deeply, so incredibly deeply, that it becomes as if those eyes are so completely relaxed that you couldn't even open them if you wanted to. Imagine or sense or feel those eyes so completely relaxed that it becomes as if they are stuck shut now. And when you're sure that your eyes are completely stuck shut, you can even try to open them, but find they remain stuck shut nice and tight. That's right. Now let that sense of relaxation in those eyes float up to the top of your head. Feel it pooling in the top of your head like you're getting a nice scalp massage, massaging away any tensions or worries. Feel that relaxation spreading down into your face and into the back of your head, releasing any tension in the forehead, in the eyes, in the nose, in the back of your head, in your ears, cheeks, lips, chin, jaw. Relax your jaw. Soften your tongue. Imagine relaxation flowing through the tongue into the throat and the neck, releasing any tension in your neck. Those muscles letting go now as that relaxation flows into the shoulders. Like you're getting a shoulder massage, massaging away any tensions, massaging away any worries, releasing it all. Feel the relaxation moving down into your arms now, from your shoulders to your biceps, your elbows, lower arms, hands, fingers, your hands and arms feeling heavy now, limp and loose, resting on whatever surface they're on. Feel that relaxation settling down into your chest now, moving through your chest all the way back to your spine and flowing across your shoulder blades, releasing any tension in your shoulder blades and flowing down your spine to all the parts of your back, to the middle back, relaxing and releasing those muscles, to the lower back, softening any tension there. Feel the relaxation moving down the front of your body from your chest down into your solar plexus, down into your abdomen, your whole upper body now so relaxed, completely at peace, and send the relaxation down into the hips, the bottom, into your thighs, your knees, calves, ankles, feet, all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. And take a nice deep breath in. As you exhale, send a wave of relaxation from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. And again, when you're ready, a nice deep breath in. And send a nice wave of relaxation all the way down. And again, when you're ready, deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Simply allowing every natural breath to take you deeper and deeper. Imagine, sense, or feel yourself standing in a beautiful garden. It's a warm spring day. You can feel the warm sun on your face, the crisp air in the crisp feeling in the air. The plants around you, there's some just little babies starting to pop up out of the ground, but most of the earth is clear. It's been tilled and it's ready to plant, but nothing's been planted yet. There's a few birds singing and a nice path that winds its way through this garden. Just begin to follow the path, becoming aware of the new growth that you can notice here or there, the ground ready to receive new seeds. And as you follow this path, you've come across a mailbox, the garden mailbox. Open the door of the mailbox, and inside the mailbox, you find a seed packet. There's a note attached to the seed packet. It has a few words on it. It says, "For you, from your future self." We'll take that seed packet out of the mailbox and carry it with you. These are the seeds that you're going to plant today. But before we plant these seeds, there's some things that we need to clear up. There's some things that it's time to let go of. And there's a very comfortable place to sit here in the garden. It might be a beautiful garden bench to sit in or some other kind of comfortable position, but find that space to sit in. And as you sit down holding that seed packet in your hand, you begin to notice that the sun is starting to get a little dim. And luckily, you have a pair of eclipse glasses. You put your eclipse glasses on, gaze up at the sun, and sure enough, there's a little bite taken out of the sun. And you know from your study of the eclipse what that means. That means that stage one is beginning. The bite of the sun is happening. The edge of the moon is starting to take out that first contact. You sit on that bench, thinking about these things that you're ready to let go of. Enjoying the change of the sunlight as the eclipse continues to get darker. And you reach into your pocket and you pull out that thing that has been holding you back, that thing that has been stopping you from getting to the goal that you're looking to get to. And you hold it in your hand. Become aware of what this is like, this thing that's been holding you back. Does it have a shape? Is it a certain color or size? For some people, it could be like an amorphous blob. For some people, it might be like a balloon, a helium balloon. For others, it could be a heavy stone. Doesn't really matter how it shows up for you. Whatever way your imagination likes to create that thing is perfectly fine. But just become aware of it and hold it in your hand, your palm open, that thing resting in the palm, gazing up at the sun with those glasses. The moon is covering more and more of the sun. It's starting to get dark. The birds that were singing so beautifully before are getting quieter. And it gets to that point where all that's left of the sun is just a little bright spot along one edge. Until finally, totality. The moon covers the sun. It's night. The birds stop singing. It's time to let go. We are in the shadow. And whatever that thing is that you've been holding in your hand, it gets light, lighter and lighter, and it floats up. It floats up higher and higher, just drifting away, further and further up, away from you, towards the sun, towards the moon, towards the eclipse, all the way up until it gets sucked right into the darkness. And there's another bright spot as the moon begins to shift and change and move beyond the sun. And now it's time to plant your seeds. Carry your packet with you to wherever it is in this garden that you would like to plant those seeds. And using your hands or the tools that are available to you, make a nice little spot to plant those seeds. Put them in the soil. Cover them up. Pat them gently, like you're putting them to bed. Give them some water. At this time, we're back now to the moon taking just a little slice out, like a bite out of the opposite side of the sun now. And make your way back to that comfortable spot. And from here, you can still see the place where you planted that seed. And close your eyes, imagining that seed beginning to grow. Roots growing down, deep down into the ground, through that soil. Down further and further, and as it sends the roots down, it begins to grow up, reaching up towards the sun, sending up little green sprouts that reach up higher and higher. The roots continue to grow deeper. The sprouts getting larger, going up towards the sun. Your desires are becoming real. That thing that you're growing is in motion now. The roots go down into the soil as if it's into the soul, accessing all the different resources that it needs to send sprouts up. And you have all the resources that you need. You are learning and growing and becoming something more every day in every way. And as you sit in that comfortable space with your eyes closed, imagining that seed growing deeper and stronger, you hear a throat being cleared and open your eyes to find you from the future, standing in front of you. This is the you who has been harvesting the fruits of the plant that you just planted today. Celebrate with this you. Notice the look on their face. Notice the way that they breathe and how they stand there. This you has something that they want you to remember, something that will help you as you move through this new growth, through this new season. It could be some words or a word. It might be a physical object of some type. It might even be an emotional resource or something else. Whatever it is, receive this gift from your future self with grace, with honor. And then take that gift with you. Pull it inside of you. Breathe it in. And feel it moving into you, becoming part of who you really are. You are worthy of having your desires. You are worthy of everything you want in your life. You are enough, good enough, and strong enough, and smart enough. You are enough. You've always been enough. And from now on, from this day forward, it becomes easier and easier for you to let go of those things that no longer serve you, and you plant the seeds of what you want, of your desires. Your unconscious mind will begin to process this, will continue to process this work. Trust your mind to guide you and to bring up any insights or clarity that may help you along this journey. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, your eyes will open. You'll be awake and alert and aware and feeling great. All of these suggestions continue to unfold for you. The seed continues to grow, to send its roots deep down and its growth up and out. 1, take a deep breath in and feel yourself in your body. 2, feel energy moving from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. 3, feeling relaxed, focused, present, energized, at peace. 4, your eyes fresh and clear as if washed with fresh spring water. And 5, eyes open, wide awake. And welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed this hypnotic session. And I expect that your seeds will continue to grow.